Betty, aspartame, is it still prevalent in a lot of food sources here?
Well, the last report was 14,000 products. That means that it's, you know, not only in food, but it's in your drugs and hidden in natural and artificial flavors, and you get it in water. There is just so many ways to get it, and it has so many names, and now they've, you know, got Neotame approved, a more powerful aspartame, and it's not labeled at all, so you can get it in many ways. And then now they're trying to get approved another aspartame product called Adventame. So it's very, very hard to avoid it, and you just about have to completely give up processed food.
Oh, you've got to look at the labels all the time, don't you?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Today you have to. It's not a matter of, you know, that just, well, I guess it's okay, because it really is not. It is so terribly poisonous, and today is causing deaths everywhere.
Betty, what's new with the so-called methanol in aspartame? What's going on there?
Well, you know, methanol is a severe metabolic poison, and most people, you know that. Pick up a Merck manual. You remember Prohibition, how many people went blind on it. Well, in the U.K., a man by the name of Jim McDonald in Scotland had been working with methanol for 35 years, and all of a sudden found out that there was methanol in aspartame. And he founded the UK Aspartame Awareness Campaign, which basically is, we're concerned about all the poisonous products in it, but he's only concerned about methanol, so he filed a complaint with the Scottish government, and they could have dismissed it. But they finally realized how serious this is, that in the UK it's 35 times higher than normal. In the United States it's 44 times normal. And so there have been all these meetings with food standards and European Food Safety Authority over the last 2 years in meetings, and they have finally admitted they didn't even know enough about the metabolism of aspartame or methanol, and an advisory forum did not endorse their own national experts' recommendation that aspartame is safe, so EFSA, therefore, has no mandate to declare aspartame safe. In the meantime, you've got Dr. Siffredi's, the Ramazzini Institute studies how aspartame causes lymphoma and leukemia. That's because of the formaldehyde. So now we've got this big discussion over there, and that they want to assess, does methanol really cause cancer? But they put in their notice, however, this doesn't have anything to do with the other problems of methanol. So, for instance, the last time I was on your show, I happened to mention that the methanol converts to formaldehyde and formic acid in the retina of the eye and destroys the optic nerve and causes people to go blind. Well, I want you to know, the people writing in, it actually crashed my system. Hundreds of people writing in about blindness. They had absolutely no idea that aspartame had anything to do with blindness, and that's the methanol. So we're just absolutely delighted that the methanol issue is out there, because it's coming in reports every day, and people are realizing that, you know, that they are getting it. And the famous Trocco study has shown that methanol converts to formaldehyde and then embalms the body.
Betty, what's new with this case of Diane Fleming? Isn't she in jail over this?
Yes, and it's so tragic, and it's not even the only case, but this Sunday school teacher has been in prison for 9 years, and I don't know if you've seen some of Dr. Blaylock's reports about athletes and how people drop dead.
Yeah,
you know, aspartame. Well, he was an athlete and played basketball four times a week. He used aspartame all day long in diet drinks and in other products. He had rosacea from the methanol, and one day he put three times the amount of creatine some Gatorade. And so when this man died of methanol poisoning, the doctor said, Diane, you need to call the police. So Diane called the police, and they came out. She says, well, this is the last thing that he drank. Why don't you check this out? Well, they looked for methanol, and they found some of this windshield wiper fluid, and it was the sealed bottle. And the toxicologist did a study on it for the police and found out. They said, oh, no, didn't come out of this. And so they did not give a report to the jury. And they indicted this woman who had taken 3 lie detector tests and told the jury, well, you know, they took this windshield wiper fluid and put it in this Gatorade, having full knowledge that their own prosecution witness had said, no, that's the case. In other words, they had no evidence. And they put this woman in jail for 20 and 30 years. And then all these other cases of methanol poisoning have come out. There was one woman using 20 packs of Equal, admitted to the hospital with acute methanol poisoning. Another one, Mary Kay, she said that the police stood behind the door saying, when she dies, we'll go after her husband. Well, she survived. She was a diabetic using a lot of aspartame, but Sweet. She died about a year later. And now there's another one, another case of someone who's used a lot of methanol, a lot of aspartame, and recently died of methanol poisoning. So it's just an unbelievable thing. I got a note from Food Standards saying, well, the methanol and aspartame is safe. And I says, well, you know, then is arsenic safe? Is cyanide safe? All three are killers. And this is all because of the industry influence that's causing them to do this. And people keep having all these problems. They're getting MS. They get all these numbness in their hands. This is all from free methyl alcohol, a severe metabolic poison.
Now, what are they putting the methanol in aspartame for, or is that a byproduct?
Well, you have the aspartic acid, which is an excitotoxin, and then you've got the phenylalanine, which is a neurotoxin, and it's bound by a methyl ester. But as soon as you swallow it or put water in it, you immediately have free methyl alcohol that converts to formaldehyde and formic acid. And when you isolate these two amino acids, then it creates diketokyperazine, which is a tumor agent. Goes to the brain, you got brain tumors. It goes to the liver, you got liver cancer. I mean, everything about the molecule is poisonous. Well, there's so much information out there that, you know, they've changed the name, and they're trying to get away from the methanol is what they're trying to do.